It's all about her. Her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Wow. We're going to have a great segment today. I can't wait. Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and I'm flying solo today because Michelle's off getting awards for all the great things she does. Huh. All right, raise your hand. How many of you went out there and got a tattoo when you know your mother said, don't do this, and now you want to remove it? So, we're going to talk about tattoo regret, how to remove your unwanted ink, and I can't think of a better person to talk about this wild and crazy topic than Dr. Roxar. This is Cameron Roxar, who is an internationally renowned laser surgeon, board-certified dermatologist, and fellowship-trained cosmetic and laser surgeon in private practice in Manhattan and Long Island. Dr. Roxar, welcome to Her Radio. Oh, boy, here we are.
Thanks very much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, gosh, Mom said, told you so. And yes, she was right. You do regret that tattoo on that lower back, or Lord knows where it is. So what do you do, Dr. Roxar?
You know, what I always like to tell people is that it's much easier and much cheaper to get a tattoo than to have it removed. So really think twice before you jump into that. You know, I have patients here who literally come in a day or two after having a tattoo, you know, gotten a tattoo, and they say, we want this thing removed. So try not to do get tattoos on a whim, because even though you can get a quick tattoo in a matter of a few minutes or an hour, the process of getting it removed is a little more prolonged, and it's more costly. Basically, what we do with the laser in the process of tattoo removal is we hit it with a specific laser to break up the pigment in the tattoo into smaller particles, and then we ask the body's scavenging cells called macrophages to come in and pick up basically the little tiny particles and take it away. So it's a process. It takes multiple sessions over a period of months to slowly make the tattoo fade away. But, you know, the good thing is that there is a solution if you do have a tattoo regret. We can remove it safely and effectively with minimal signs showing afterwards.
Now, what kind of laser is this? I know that you, as a laser surgeon, work with Fraxel and so many others. I've actually had some Fraxel on my face because I come from a redheaded family with a light skin, and we saw a couple little, you know, sunspots that were questionable, so I think Fraxel is fabulous. But what actually is the laser that you use for this type of procedure?
You know, Fraxel is a wonderful laser. It's for resurfacing. I was involved in its development, but Fraxel doesn't work for tattoo removal. So what you need to use is a family of lasers called the Q-switch lasers. There's many lasers out there. The Q-switch lasers basically are able to deliver a very short burst of energy that is able to break up the tattoo particles through various mechanisms into smaller particles. There's many Q-switch lasers available: Q-switch Ruby, Q-switch NDIAC, or Q-switch Alexandrite are the three most commonly used Q-switch lasers in the United States and around the world. And they all work effectively. Sometimes you need to choose your laser based on the color of the tattoo, and that's something we can get into. But the family of lasers are called the Q-switch lasers, and different manufacturers make the Q-switch lasers.
Well, I see so many tattoos with 28 colors. How do you do that? I mean, they're red, they're orange. It's like, good God, it looks like the Basilica in Rome. It's like a fresco.
Absolutely.
So how do you choose? You know, seriously.
Yeah, we see those complicated tattoos, and, you know, the more complicated that tattoo is in terms of placement, you could bet that the more complicated it's going to be to have it removed. You know, let's first start by saying that there's certain colors we cannot remove. So think twice before getting those colors, and I'll tell you what those colors are. For example, you cannot remove the color yellow. The color yellow is not picked up by any lasers, you know, because we're looking at the optical properties of that color to have a certain interaction with the laser. And if those properties do not match the the absorption properties for the laser, you're going to get no laser tissue interaction, therefore you're not going to have any success. So the color yellow, you will not be able to remove. The color white, chances are you will not be able to remove. Most other colors we're pretty good at, you know, and between those three Q-switch lasers that I said, we could, you know, get them to fade. The easiest color to remove are black, green, and blue. Those three colors are the easiest colors. They're the colors that respond the best to our current lasers.
Okay, if you've had too much to drink out there, ladies, and, you know, you just got out of control, just remember black, green, or blue. That's the safest way to go. And then immediately call Dr. Rockstar and say, OMG, what have I just done to myself? And back and forth. You know, and I'm also thinking, how painful is it? So many women have that lower back, you know, a tattoo, and that's got to be kind of painful. I mean, does the laser hurt?
If you use the laser without any injections of local anesthesia, yes, it hurts. But, you know, we numb every tattoo that we remove with, local anesthesia, with lidocaine, epinephrine.
Okay.
And so, therefore, you will feel nothing, you know, during the laser procedure.
What about people who scar easily, you know, the keloids and people who have issues like that? Does the color of skin also affect this as well? I've always wondered about that.
Those are really two good points you bring up. One is that if you have history of keloids or hypertrophic scars, there are certain individuals that don't heal well in response to any kind of trauma, whether it be a cut, a bug bite, acne spot, or a laser for that matter, they heal with over-exuberant scar tissue. So that gives you like a lumpy scar. So that's called keloidal scarring or hypertrophic scarring. Certainly the doctor needs to be experienced in terms of exploring these subjects, and you want to do a test spot sometimes on people who you think are prone to that kind of scarring, who have a genetic propensity, who that runs in the family. Ethnicity-wise, we see keloids more commonly in African-Americans as well as the Hispanic patient population. But that doesn't mean that if you're white, you're immune to it. It's certainly there, too. But certainly, an exploration of the family history of keloidal scarring or hypertrophic scarring behooves the doctor. The second question that you brought up was in relates to skin color. And it's much easier to remove a tattoo on somebody that's light-skinned than that somebody that's dark-skinned. That doesn't mean that we can't remove tattoos on dark-skinned people. It may just take longer to do that. And that's the reason for that, is because we cannot utilize high-energy settings on the lasers that we use for people who are darker-skinned. We have to treat those individuals with gentler laser settings, and that's what that may translate into more number of sessions to get to the results that you want. But at the same time, we do have the technology to remove tattoos on dark-skinned individuals as well.
Well, I think that I'm so glad I asked that question, because I know it's on the minds of so many women out there, too, especially all those mothers saying, see, I told you so, don't do this, on the overall. You know, the other thing, too, is are there parts of the body that are harder to remove tattoos from, or is skin just skin? Doesn't matter where it is,
no,
whether it was on your ankle.
Also. That's a great question. Probably one of the hardest areas to remove tattoos on is the ankles. And we see lots of young professional women who have, ankle tattoos. And, you know, once they get to in the professional world, all of a sudden there are certain stigmas associated with that, and they want to have them removed. We see this all the time. And so,
well, you know something? I'm just telling every girl out there, don't do the ankle. Number one, I can't even imagine doing it. I mean, yeah. The thought of it alone is so painful. Listen, we are so happy you've been here to help us work through tattoo regret, how to remove your unwanted ink. Dr. Cameron Rockstar, an internationally renowned laser surgeon and in private practice in Manhattan and Long Island, we so thank you for being with us today to help us work this through. I'm Dr. Pam Peek on Her Radio. Listen to Her Radio and all of the great shows on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Stay well.